Welcome back to Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Alexis.
I'm Paulina.
And today we're going to be talking about how to stop comparing yourself. And oh boy, do I need to hear this one myself.
Oh God, sometimes I really irritate myself.
Same.
It's like, who cares? Me, apparently.
But you're like, apparently me.
That song, Jealousy, Jealousy by Olivia Rodrigo. Mm. That song was made for me.
You're like, she wrote this for me.
No, genuinely. Like, what was she saying? When, basically, like, you're comparing yourself to people online.
Yeah.
And it's...
She's like, comparison's
they're
killing me slowly.
Yeah, and their beauty is not my lack. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to hear that.
You're like, pop off queen.
Yeah. I don't really compare myself with, like, looks, though. It's more like careers.
That's how I feel like I'm, like, kind of both. Not gonna lie. Because I feel like you know... more about my body dysmorphia stuff, which like we won't go into.
That's private.
I'm like, oh. Sorry, touching my knot.
Oh my gosh.
I need stop.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
Get back into the episode.
Yeah. I feel like I compare myself like physically sometimes, and then I guess like career wise too, because sometimes I'm like, I get so in my head, I'm like, should I have gone like a different career route? Like, why don't, it's always like I feel so behind.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm 24.
Yeah.
You know what? I started reading, I think it's 101
Essays
by Brianna.
To Change the Way You Think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I literally just started it like a few days ago. Mm-hmm. The first like essay, I guess, was how she was saying that ever since like the beginning of time, basically, like we've just been so accustomed of like, oh, you go to high school and then you go to college and then you get a job and then you make money and then you get promoted. And she's like, sometimes when you think like that, like just like wanting achievement after achievement, like you're not living in the present.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're so used to thinking that way that like when we don't think that way, we're just like, oh, you know, like living in the moment. We're like, oh, that's weird.
Or that's what I told you.
Yeah.
I think you and I both struggle with this, but mm-hmm. I think I came to terms a while ago.
Yeah.
With the fact that life isn't always about the highs and you mm-hmm. need to be okay. And not lows either.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like an up
you
and
need
down.
To learn how to be in the middle. And when things are neutral, that doesn't mean that things are dull or mm-hmm. that it's boring. It's just content. And that's like, I think where people like you and I, mm-hmm. we get confused.
Yeah.
And then we'll think like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, well, we're not getting promoted and we've been at the same role for this time doing the same thing, or like nothing bad has happened lately.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stir up some drama. And like,
like, what should I instigate?
Yeah. And it's like, things don't always have to be so high and so low. It's just most of the time life isn't about that stuff. And mm-hmm. I don't think we were prepared for that.
Yeah, no, I don't mm-hmm. think so either.
And then also like social media, people say this all the time. It's a highlight reel. Mm-hmm. People aren't showing.
Yeah.
How long it takes to build a business. They're not
exactly.
They're not showing all of the no's that they got. Mm-hmm. But what you know what they are doing? They're talking about it every once in a while. They're like, I got 100 no's before I got my first yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not showing how difficult it is when you're mm-hmm. getting all these no's and when things aren't moving. And so you only see when people are like successful because that's when they're posting
about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also when people go viral because, you know.
Yeah.
That's when their account's like bigger and mm-hmm. they have more success and whatever. So that makes sense that we're not seeing them until they're bigger. But it's like, how can you? It's really hard to not compare yourself.
Yeah.
When that's all you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing people are posting.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You wait with that.
Thanks. Kind of popped off.
Yeah, it is. I just feel like we live in such like an age of social media. Like we are just always on our phones.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're maybe better at this than I am. But like I so easily compare on social media.
Yeah.
And it's just hard for me to like stop basically. But then I also compare in like real life. Like I just feel so behind sometimes.
You know what? Yes. I compare myself way more often to people I know.
Yeah. See, I don't really like do that.
I mm-mm. do not catch myself comparing myself to people I don't know. Like,
yeah,
pretty rarely mm-hmm. do I ever, because I think I'm very much aware of how fake social media is. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've been working with it long enough.
Yeah.
To know that. And not everything you see is like real. Mm-hmm. Even like people will post like story times on TikTok and it's all fake.
Oh my God,
they just
I know.
Made it up.
It's like just for clout.
Yeah. Like that person that made up that they delivered Uber Eats to Kylie Jenner. And it was like a lie.
Yeah.
Like so many things a lie.
Or like some girl was like, here's what Sydney Sweeney eats in a day. And she commented, she's like, I've literally never met you in my life.
Exactly. Yeah. Like things like that happen all the time that it's like, I just feel like I would be setting myself up for failure if I did that. Mm-hmm. And also everything's so edited and
yeah,
it's like, I used to edit myself.
Oh, me too.
Well, on presets? Facetune. Yeah. No. I meant like,
oh,
like my body.
Yeah.
I used to whiten my teeth. I used to add tanner. To make my like waist look slimmer. Like this is like 10 years ago or something, but not even actually, this was like during college. So like how old am I? 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's not, what if somebody was looking at me and they were like, wow, she's so skinny. And it's like, that's not even what I look like. You're like,
actually,
they're like, wow, her teeth are so white. And it's like, oh, not really.
You're like, I edited.
And I think because I did that, I was like, I don't want to be part of that problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's this girl that I follow, which I'm sure she's maybe popped up on your For You page. Her name's Spencer.
I don't know.
Like Spencer Barbosa. But she always, like, once in a while will post pictures of, like, Instagram versus reality.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, posing. And then, like, in another pic, like, I don't know, maybe her arms are, like, not... like pose, like it's just like her real body, I guess,
the difference.
Yeah. And I feel like stuff like that is really helpful. And I feel like, honestly, even though Alex Earle's life is very unattainable because she just like is in a rich family, like she grew up with that lifestyle, I can acknowledge and appreciate the fact that she's real with her acne. And she's like, guys, I'm using a beauty filter like half the time, like I still have like chronic acne.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe those types of influencers, I guess, are more successful because, like, they're relatable.
Those are the ones that are, that people are resonating a lot more with. Because, like, she shows her super messy room constantly. Yeah. And people relate to that way more than the people who have maids and their house is all clean. Like, the Kardashians or something, you know? So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I just think my, like, frontal lobe fully developed.
Yeah. I'm still getting there.
Yeah. It just, like... it kind of hit me where I'm like, there's just, I compare myself to people I know because if I know they're like doing more career wise, that's something that's like super important to me. This is probably not, no, this is not healthy, but I'm going to say it because it's real.
Yeah.
I care a lot about like the way that I'm perceived and I don't love it.
Same.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
So much. I don't want anybody to not like me. God forbid anybody thinks I'm ugly. I will cry if I...
You're like, people, don't tell me that information.
No, people obviously will. Like, I'm not for everybody. And I know I should be okay with that. And I acknowledge that. Like, I know I'm not going to be for everybody. Not everybody's going to be for me. And that's okay. Like, not everybody has to be besties. You know, you just like, you kind of be an adult about it. And you just, you can be polite with people. And you don't have to go up to somebody and be like, you're ugly. Like, it's... it doesn't have to be a thing, but that's none of my business. Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's valid.
Yeah. But I just like, I care about the way that I'm perceived. I'm like, oh, I want to have a cool job. I want to have like the cool apartment.
Yeah.
I want to be cool. But I think that's because like I was not that person, you know, like growing up. And so now I'm like, I feel like I have to make up for it. So when I see people that give off that like cool girl vibe.
Yeah.
I get in my head. Like, even with our content stuff that I post sometimes for, like, my outfit pictures, I get so in my head where I'm like, it's not giving cool girl vibes.
Yeah.
But it's like, who's to say?
It's like, everyone has their own, like, opinion.
And their own aesthetic.
Yeah.
But, like, the other day when you and I were taking content, remember I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is not giving. And I was getting so irritated.
We both were at that same
content. Yeah.
That was just not. It wasn't giving.
The greatest day.
Yeah.
We were
just that one outfit was not giving.
We weren't feeling ourselves for a little bit. It was getting a little heated. But yeah, like, excuse you. Okay. It's just like, I remember that after you were done taking some of my pictures, I would look at them and I was like, do I look like the bloggers? It's like, who's to say I'm not one? Am I not taking content?
Like right in this moment.
Am I not taking pictures of my outfit?
Yeah.
And am I not posting it? Am I not using the hashtag? I'm doing all of that stuff. So who's to say I'm not a content creator just because I don't have 50,000 followers?
Yeah.
And I have 3,000. Like, does that mean I'm not? And it's like, well, no,
it's like I am. You're still creating content.
That's why. I'm like, I'm doing all the same things you are. Maybe I'm not getting, you know, consistent brand deals and I don't have as many followers or as many likes, but it's like, I'm still doing the same things you are.
Yeah.
Or trying to, at least. So I'm like, that should be the truth. But again, I'm human.
I feel like it's so weird because on TikTok, like, I mean, I feel like I'm really bad about posting, but on TikTok, like, I don't care what I post. But on Instagram, I feel like so, like, what are people going to think?
I'm way more self-conscious on Instagram because, like, people from high school
and
stuff follow me. And it's just, like, I know. They're, like,
yeah.
Now, this is so stupid. They're, I don't know if they are. I really don't. I'm making this up in my head. This is my own insecurity. But in my mind, it's like a group of mean girls like sitting in a circle and looking at my posts. And they're like, what a loser.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's just like.
And who cares if they were?
Like, I never post on my feed. Like, I noticed I posted my March photo dump. Tell me why there's only one photo between my February and March photo dump. Like, I just don't.
And you have a lot of content.
I know. And I really like the last few batches of photos we took on our content day. So I like actually need to post those this week. But I'm like, I literally never post.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I care too much, which is like an issue. Because I'm like, it's my account.
Literally. It's like, it's your profile. Yeah. You should be able, like, it's yours.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly.
You can remove followers if you want to. You can block people if you want
to. That's true. I can remove people.
Yeah.
Like, some of y'all not making the cut if I do that.
You're like, if you're not here by the end of next week, then you know.
No, literally.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we make it such a thing because, like, let's just say my little scenario is true and there's a group of mean girls that are sitting around pointing at my pictures and laughing at me, right? First of all, nobody's ever said anything to my face like that. So I don't know if that's even true. It's just a little scenario I created in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And also, even if they did, that is not going to make myself love making content any less.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to make me hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I like doing and I enjoy doing it and I think it's fun.
Yeah.
And people make a career out of it. So it's like, I want to make a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I? Like, if other people have done it, but like what their opinions, if they have like a negative opinion about me, that shouldn't take away from like my truth and the things that I love doing, you know, but that's a lot easier said than done.
Very much so.
It's a lot of brain rewiring
like
going
a lot of effort actually.
And everybody always says like your 30s is kind of when that fully sets in where it's just like, okay,
like
who cares. 20s are still a little weird, like a lot of insecurities are still going on. But I have heard that your 30s, you're just kind of like, F it. And you really end up just like full sending it whatever you want to do.
I can't wait for that.
I know. I'm like, can I get there now, though?
Yeah.
I feel like we're working hard. Like, we're still doing the things. We started a podcast, first of all.
Yeah.
Scary. But we did it.
Okay. Now, finally getting into our little tips or little advice. If you find yourself comparing, to stop the spiral of comparison, which I would say we're both still working on. Like, in no way. I'm like, here's what I do because I don't compare at all. Like, I probably compare like every day of my life, it feels like.
It's so normal. Yeah. We're humans.
It's like inevitable.
I think it's like in our biology to be competitive. So it's like you can't blame us. Mm-hmm. But again, don't want it to like consume you. Like, you don't want to be a jealous person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cute.
No. I also feel like the point of this episode is to like, we're not here saying like, oh, if you do these things, you're never going to compare again.
Yeah, no.
It's more of like, okay, let's stop the spiral.
Yes.
Let's control it a little bit.
The spiraling. It's the spiraling.
Which, speaking of, my first tip is to check in on your mood and how you're feeling. I feel like this one is like so important and so valid because obviously if I'm having like a bad body image day and I'm spending time on Instagram, like I'm just going to make myself feel worse. Like, that's just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to take a moment to check in with yourself. And if you're already not feeling the best about, like, I don't know, your career or your body or like just relationships, and if you're just spending time on Instagram and TikTok all day, like, you're not going to feel better.
Yeah. Like, of course you're going to.
You're going to feel worse probably by the time you get off of it.
Your brain's already in that mood.
Yeah. So I think when you're kind of feeling down or like not in the best mindset, to not just like rot and sit on your phone, because it's only going to make you like feel worse, especially if you're like, I guess, easily triggered in some shape, way, or form. But I would say that's like my first tip that I think is like really important, is to just check in with how you're feeling.
Okay. Mine is to be more like, just be more mindful about what you're doing, kind of similar to yours, but be more mindful about what you're doing when you're in this, I'll call it kind of like self-sabotaging, self-destructive maybe mood. So like what Alexis was saying, like, if you know you're not going to feel great going on social media, either unfollow those accounts that make you feel that way, mute those accounts, do what you need to do, or maybe set like boundaries with how often you're spending time on these apps. Like maybe like what we've talked about this before, but what is it like the first like 15 minutes, like you shouldn't be on your phone or something. So if you are prone to comparing yourself to people on social media, like maybe don't start off your day doing things like that. I actually started doing this.
Good.
No, I started comparing myself in the morning.
Oh, I thought you meant like you weren't using your phone.
No, I was actually thinking about you today because I know this morning, I know we talked about this on a different episode. I can't remember what, but I've been finding myself first thing in the morning, I go on TikTok, but a lot of the times that I'm on TikTok, I'm getting ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm like kind of working. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, I'm not always mindlessly scrolling. Like I'm like, oh, what can I like create what's trending right now? And for some reason, first thing in the morning is when I'm like my creative juices are flowing. Mm-hmm. So I'll spend like the first hour and a half laying in bed. And I literally am making TikToks in bed first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Before I even start my day.
I'm screaming.
And it's like, I immediately feel anxious because I'm like, I need to be doing more. Mm-hmm. So I know you don't do that.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
I know you have boundaries in the morning.
Yeah.
With social media. And I was thinking about you this morning because I was like, she has said this so many times. And it hit me today. I was like, oh.
You're like, okay. Oh, that's why.
Yeah. But don't be like me. Set boundaries. So yeah, I actually was thinking, I was like, you know what? I think I need to do that.
Just scale it back a little.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then follow accounts that don't make you feel that way. Follow accounts that like align with you that you do want to see first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like maybe some positive quote, or maybe go on Pinterest if you want to scroll.
Honestly, Pinterest is my like safe haven.
Yeah. Just that's vibes. A good one. That's so curated for you. It's all aesthetic things. It's so positive.
No likes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you don't even know how many likes there are. You don't know what engagements, like you're just chilling.
Yeah,
like maybe go on Pinterest.
I love Pinterest.
Yeah,
Pinterest will never fail me.
Yeah, just try to be more mindful on who you're following or what you're doing, if that's making you, or if it's like contributing to this comparison mindset.
Yeah,
and maybe live in your own little world. And think about how lovely your life is, how good you have it.
True.
And you don't know what anybody else's life is like.
The next little tidbit I have is to compete less and appreciate more, which I feel like is a struggle for some people. Also, like, I don't have siblings. I didn't grow up with siblings, but I did grow up with two cousins close in age that are girls.
Close enough.
So, basically siblings. And I feel like I spent a lot of my childhood like competing. So it's just like, I feel like it's human nature to just, you know, compete here and there. But I think especially like when you get older, like post grad, and you're like trying to figure out like what you want in life or like what you want to do with your career.
Yeah.
I felt like, and I still do till this day, like literally this exact week, probably I will find myself doing this, is LinkedIn.
I was just...
God, I hate it.
I was just going to say, maybe don't go on LinkedIn first thing in
Let
the morning.
Let me talk my, like, shit for LinkedIn. Okay. Great place, you know, look for jobs, make connections, you know, people will post about cool opportunities that you may not find in, like, the job section. But God, does it make me feel like shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how... I literally get in this mindset of, like, well, this girl graduated my year from my school, and she's, like, in a manager position, and I'm still, like, basically an assistant position.
Yeah.
And so then I just go on the spiral, like, or this person got a job at, like, Variety and, like, just all this stuff. I just start to spiral. And so it's a lot of reworking my brain, which, not saying I'm perfect, and I do this every time I see someone's LinkedIn post. But I'm trying to be more self-aware, where if someone got a promotion or works at a quote-unquote cool company, I'm trying to be like, oh, good for them. Yeah. Like, I know I've actually got in the mindset, or, like, have been thinking, like, whatever's meant for me won't miss me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's helping a lot, because I feel like when I do get like rejections or just something doesn't go my way, like something better comes later. And even if it's not like something better immediately, it eventually comes.
Yeah.
So I kind of just have to think like, okay, like that's good for them. They're advancing in their career, and I know my time will come when like I'm ready for it.
Yeah. I need to be better at that too, because
it's so hard.
Like I'm like pretty set on what I want to do is stuff like this. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty set that I think I'm better off not working in like for a company one day.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I find myself thinking like it's not doing anything great for the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I want to help people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I get to do that as if I were a full-time content creator, like I could do good with like having a voice, having people follow you, just like having more money. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I wouldn't be somebody who just spends it on like stupid things.
Yeah, like designer things or stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's not like me. Like I've always wanted to help people. And when I see people who are full-time content creators, or they don't have to like worry about, they don't have to like work basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they get to follow their dreams. But when I see people who like kind of don't have to rough it in the sense of like for their career, I mean, and they're just doing what they love. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm like, I get really insecure because I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Why do they get to do it and not me? Mm-hmm. But again, like, I don't know what their story is. Like, they could have had a lot more of like a privileged upbringing than me. I'm not going to say I was struggling, but like, maybe they didn't have to work and maybe their parents like took care of them. Maybe they could have afforded to get their bachelor's degree because I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just, everybody's so different.
Yeah.
And I try to not compare myself, but I'm not going to lie, I do get bitter every once in a while where I'm like, why couldn't that be me? Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Why do I have to work harder? No, literally. You know what I mean? And it's like, I know there's benefits to working harder, but it's like, I'm tired.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just a girl. I'm tired. Just a girl.
And I'm like, still? Like, I've been trying for so long.
Seriously.
But yeah, LinkedIn is a rough one.
LinkedIn is really rough. Sometimes I like had it. I just need to get off of it. Like, I just need a break from it sometimes.
Yeah. When I was applying for jobs last year, it was so funny because there was a job that I really wanted. And they said no after having 3 interviews. And I saw like a month later that they had reposted the job. And it was so funny because I was like, afterwards, after they had rejected me, they're like, oh, they decided to go with another candidate who had more experience. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, it's an entry level role, but whatever.
Yeah.
And I went on LinkedIn I was so convinced I was going to get that job. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went on LinkedIn for like probably weeks being like, who got it? And that's I wanted to see what their experience was that's so deeply aligned.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do they have that I don't? And I could never find anybody. Right now, when you're talking about it, I went to look again because it's still on my mind.
Yeah.
And I remember they reposted the job like a month later. And at the time, I was still looking for a job. Mm-hmm. So I literally messaged the girl again. Because I thought we vibed. Like, yeah. I was shocked when they told me no. I was like,
I always hate when that happens. Like, when you think you're, like, vibing with them. And then they're like, oh, we decided to move in a different direction. I'm like, what the hell? You're like,
that was rude.
Yeah.
And you're like, so you lied to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, you fake.
Yeah. And so I emailed her and I was like, hey, girl. Like,
you're like, so.
Is that job still available? They never replied to me.
Oh.
Also, I can't find who works there. So I hope you're happy.
Okay.
No, but I know it's like, it wasn't for me. If it was meant to be, it would have been. But whatever.
You're like, okay. You're like,
I'm just a human, okay?
We're allowed to be better.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Okay. And on that note, I feel like the overall message that we're trying to get across is you need to see your own successes and see how much you have accomplished compared to what you haven't, what you still have yet to accomplish. Like all these things, these goals that you have for yourself that seem so far to reach, they're like unattainable now. Mm-hmm. But why don't you think about all the steps that it took you to get you to where you are now? Mm-hmm. Like that cheesy quote where it's like, you know, 8-year-old me would be like shocked to see where I am today. Like you have to give yourself more credit, I think. Mm-hmm. Be nicer to yourself. Like learn to be proud of yourself. So do what you need to do to like celebrate those wins. And then just like we say, even though it's really hard, but it's just the truth is everybody is on their own path.
Yeah.
And I know how annoying that sounds. Trust me.
Yeah. I'm like, trust me. We know.
Yeah. Like we get it, but it's just the truth. And there's so many things about other people's stories that we don't know. Mm-hmm. Even like all those entrepreneurs that go on podcasts and they're like, you know, you just got to keep trying. Like they're not telling you how much like in debt they must have been in by the time they finally, you know, were able to like break even.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you that stuff because people don't want to hear that because nobody wants to fail. Like nobody wants to get into debt to start a business. But the truth is like, yeah, most people do.
I was going to say most people do. Yeah.
But they're not going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. And that's because it sounds scary.
Yeah.
And it's not going to make you motivated. You're not going to want to do it. So you just have to remember that, like, people weren't telling you these things, but it's just the truth. Like, mm-hmm. you got to put yourself out there and you have to take risks, and that's okay if you're not there yet to do that. That doesn't mean you're not successful. You know, you've done so much and you're alive. At the very least, you're alive and you made it through another day. And that is something to be so proud of. Like, you kept yourself alive mm-hmm. and healthy for another day.
Yeah.
And that's something I think we need to celebrate at the very bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times I look at Ellie, my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shout out me. Like,
you're like, I'm a great dog parent.
I really am. I'm like, she has such a good life. Like, she snores all night long. Mm-hmm. Like, she's chilling with her pumpkin puree and her food. Like, you know what I mean?
She's so bougie.
So just keep little things like that in mind.
Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes we're too hard on ourselves.
Always. We always are.
Yeah. Because even I don't know, I get so, like, in my head and I'm like, oh, I'm only 24 and I've done, like, so much.
That's what we have to remember. We're babies. We don't need to do all mm-hmm. We don't need to have a mansion.
No.
We're so young. No need.
I'm like, I still feel like I'm, like, fresh out of college in a sense, because it's, like, it's only been, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely not, like, oh, I'm a new post-grad looking for a job. But, like, I haven't even been out for 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy. So, and I've done so much.
Shorter than you were even in college in the first place.
And I've, like, accomplished so much. So I'm like, why am I, like, comparing myself?
Yeah.
So on that note, don't compare yourself.
Don't be like us.
Yeah. I always think of, which I know this isn't Tink's, the quote she made up, but comparison is the thief of joy. When she said that, it really stuck in my head.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
For some reason, like, when she said it.
Yeah. Like, I think it's the original's, like, Theodore Roosevelt or something. I don't know. Some man. But yeah. I was like, no, it's Tink's quote.
Mine is from The Princess Diaries, when they share Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, where it's like, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Yeah.
And I know it's like Eleanor Roosevelt's quote, but when they said it on The Princess Diaries, like, ooh, that's in my brain. I'm Eleanor Roosevelt kind of ate.
You're like, this really popped
kind
off.
Kind of iconic of her.
Truly. That's how I feel. I just feel like there's, like, a lot of good cheesy quotes out there that's like, ugh, to, like, hear it. But I know, then, like, but when you sit on it. Yeah.
Like, let me make a graphic of these two quotes.
Honestly. A little Canva Instagram graphic.
God.
Yeah, but we hope this episode helps you guys if you find yourself in the spiral of comparison.
You think a lot of people spiral like we do?
Probably not. Maybe not to our extent.
You think? We can't be, like, that far out.
Definitely not the only ones.
It does shock me, though, when I talk to people who don't have anxiety.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't do that?
Yeah.
Like, even when I talk to Jackie,
mm-hmm.
my bestie, she doesn't have anxiety. Like, I think there's a difference between having anxiety and then, like, you know, you feel anxious every once in a while.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll, like, say things, I'll, like, vent to her or also to Kali, and they're like, oh.
Like, oh.
I'm like, you don't?
Yeah.
You don't think
like this? You don't think like this?
Weird.
I was like, oh, I can't relate.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget I, like, have anxiety, because I feel like a lot of the times it's more like the mental battle mm-hmm. and not so much like, I mean, I get physical symptoms every once in a while, but they're not like a constant like thing.
Yeah.
And like my anxiety has been like so bad this past week because I kept feeling like this lump in my throat and I was like, am I going to yuck? It's like, am I going to barf?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's my anxiety. I was like, oh, wait, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's like my stomach's not hurting. It's just this lump in my throat that it's like this anxious feeling. And I'm like,
it's so hard to differentiate like reality from your anxiety, because your anxiety makes everything feel like it's reality.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. just, you don't understand if you don't deal with it. Like, it's, you don't know how many times I was so convinced I was witnessing or having a heart attack.
Literally.
Like, actually, or a seizure.
Yeah.
Like, no, it was just like shivering from a severe panic attack.
Yeah.
So.
Like, great.
I'm going to stop airing out my mental illness.
Yeah. Like, that's enough about my body image issues and OCD for today.
And my panic disorder.
And, like, anxiety, generalized anxety disorder. Yeah. Really have the trifecta of them all.
Yeah, I was actually going to say something, but no.
Yeah, like, no, I'll keep it to myself.
It's private.
Okay. Well, follow us on Instagram. If you want to see us be quirky.
Yeah. Like, we're not always a downer.
Yeah.
I swear.
Like, we're funny.
I know.
Yeah. But.
Hope this helps. Truly. And if you are like that, like us, I hope this made you feel safe.
I hope this made you laugh. Because.
Yeah. Just hope you realize, like, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because We're ill.
Mentally ill.
Hashtag.
Menti B.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go.
Follow us everywhere. Beyond the Filter Pod. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.